Lee Morris is the CEO of the brand new National Land-Based College. So I asked him how much things have really changed from the traditional born into farming approach.
That's an interesting question. So I met two students recently, both from Harper Adams College, and both of them were indeed sons of farmers. And I think there is still a huge conveyor belt almost of young people coming through that family route into farming, which is fantastic. I think the potential now, and what I would hope is happening now, I couldn't give you crunch data, is that more people are being attracted into farming and agriculture and the whole spectrum of land-based careers for various reasons, be it quality of life, a particular passion for the sector, or a real sort of aspiration to make a difference.
So if a young person decides as they're coming towards the end of school, actually, I'd like to go for that, I'd like to work in farming somehow, what sort of education and training is out there?
A person at 16 has a few options. So, of course, they can stay on and do A-levels, and then they could go down a traditional agricultural university route. But they could exit at 16, and when they exit at 16, they could go to one of the many land-based colleges around the UK and study a technical qualification, or they could sign up and do an apprenticeship.
And do they honestly need all that training to grow food?
The short answer is yes. Someone once asked me, how hard can it be to pot a plant up? And then I bamboozled them with the quality of drainage, airfield porosity, and all the other various aspects that go into that simple thing. I think it's a highly skilled, highly technological industry if it's done really well. And I believe that for our challenges going forward, young people with those skills and enhanced skills are going to deliver on that better. So absolutely they do.
So given that there is actually quite a lot out there, from apprenticeships to degrees at agricultural universities now, where does your virtual National Land-Based College fit in?
When the full website's live, the vision would be that will be a one-stop shop for training and education and careers advice and progression within the whole land-based sector. So you would come to us, and the vision is that as well as linking to existing courses, we will also enhance existing courses, the potential for blended learning and the use of technology. I'm a particular advocate of blended and digital technology, but there's no replacement for getting out in a field and driving a tractor and getting dirty hands, but there is a need to get good online delivery to supplement that. But will there also be the potential to identify courses that are missing? What are the gaps? And then the National Land-Based College will look to co-create those with existing partners.